caring for an unusual plant collection. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is Science Update. Like many gardeners, Ruth Mangum has a garden full of weeds. But unlike most, she couldn't be happier. That's because growing weeds is her job. Mangum is a plant physiologist with the USDA Sustainable Agricultural Systems Laboratory in Beltsville, Maryland. She tends one of the nation's oldest and most extensive weed seed collections.
We have about 71 different species in the collection itself, which consists of 290 seed lots. A lot of those are duplicate seed lots, but they've been grown and harvested under different weather conditions, and that affects the dormancy and different characteristics of the seed growth.
Mangum and her colleagues collect and grow everything from pigweed to crabgrass to better understand the conditions that affect weed growth.
A lot of the experiments are, how do you control a weed? In order to learn about controlling it, you need to know its physiology.
The collection is made available to scientists who study crops and the weeds that plague them. That way, they can get the information they need about weeds to develop better ways to stop them. I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.